Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference recording has stopped. This conference is being recorded.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am Prophet and Teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to take time to pray and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God said in Psalm 55 and 17, by way of David, he said, at morning, at noon, and at evening will I pray and cry aloud that you might hear my voice. There's a large cry in the land for prayer, for intercessor, for a ministry gift that are connected to the fivefold ministry. For those to begin to cry aloud and spare not. We are in tense time in these last and evil days, where the intercessors and prayer warriors are very pivotal to intercepting on behalf of the men and women of God. As you set your heart as a flint, and whatever you believe in the Lord for on this day, we're going to stand with you, we're going to believe God for you, and we're going to stand on the power of prayer and the power of intercession. Many people are faced with major dilemmas, far and near, and our intercessory team and prayer warrior and ministry gift are ready to stand and are ready to war on the behalf of you and on the behalf of your family. We're getting ready to take time to pray. We're getting ready to stand on the power of the Word of God. And we're getting ready to decree and declare some things on behalf of God's people. God bless you on today.
Good afternoon. The scripture reading will come from 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with us, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience waiting for Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word, 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 5, and the word of the Lord is blessed. God bless you.
Prophet Matthews.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
It's Apostle Green. I'm on the line.
Bless you, sir. Thank you for joining us on today, man of God. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Amen. All right. We're getting ready to go into prayer, and we're standing on the presence of the Lord God on today. And thanks to God, we're going to believe whatever you're asking the Lord to do. Jesus said to them that believe, he said, by your faith be it unto you today. And whatever you're believing the Lord for, I believe and know that we're in a faith-shaking time, and we're in a faith-movement time, and God is going to move on your behalf as you're trusting totally in him and through him and leaning not to your own thought, understanding and position. And as we go into, as we stand on the word of God today, believe God and watch him move for you. Believe him and trust in him and watch him deliver you. Believe and trust him and watch the miraculous miracles of God begin to manifest for you in this season of your life. Don't walk in fear. Stay totally in the mindset of faith and know that the Spirit of the Lord God is going to manhandle the enemy as we bombard the kingdom of darkness to release the keys of the mystery of the kingdom of God through prayer and through intercession for the men and women of God all over. Our prayer today is for God's hand to begin to release what you need, what you're asking God for, and what you're believing the Lord for in this dispensation of time and hour and season. So as we begin to go into the place of prayer and we're believing the Lord today, I'm telling you, saints of God, there is going to be a mighty presence and move of God on this prayer line today for your life, for your destiny, and for your purpose. All you have to do is believe, and when you believe, expectation is always a breeding ground for the miraculous and a breeding ground for your miracle on today. So trust God, lean on him, and believe him, believe that he's going to move and he's going to do it through the word of God. As the word of God said, by your faith be it unto you, the act of faith and the power of faith be it unto you. So he's activating something very powerful on the behalf of the men and women of God that's going to come to pass, and it's going to release such a powerful aroma of life for your destiny and for your purpose and for your family on today. That's what God needs intercessors and prayer warriors to believe and trust and know that his mighty hand and his mighty works is on you, for you, and with you on today, intercessors and prayer warriors. So I'm standing with you today. I'm believing God with you and for you. And know that the mighty hand of God is about to unveil some things in our life, for our life, and for the purpose of our life on today. Somebody got their phone unmuted. Go ahead and mute your phone back up. Please go ahead and mute your phone back up so we can pray and believe God today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you on today. Lord, we're standing and decreeing the word of God that comes from the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1, where you said to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. God, you decreed and declared 28 distinct times and purposes of the season that you have called to develop through Solomon. And God, we decree and declare, Lord Jesus, the season for which you have mandated for us. We will walk in it, we will breathe in it, and we will decree and declare that season to be the season that you have called our hand and destiny to arise. God, you said, let you arise and our enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. God, you said, your eyes go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards you in the name of Jesus. You also said in your word in Psalm 138, God, in 7, in verse 7 and 8, you are perfecting those things which concern us even now in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we decree and declare, and God, that you will continue to perfect those things which concern us even now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're taking authority right now over atmospheres, God, in hemispheres and tropospheres and biospheres and lithospheres, and God, every illegal activity that operates in those elemental realms, we're taking authority right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare the power of strategy in our prayer life, God, that when we begin to speak and decree those things, God, the sound that will come out of our voice will be the sound that will eradicate the kingdom of darkness and release the kingdom of light all around us even now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree in the power and the glory of your word even now in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're standing on the power of the standards of your word and the breakthroughs of your word even now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, to cast down every imagination and and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word, and that we bring every thought into the obedience of your will, and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. God, we thank you right now for the move of God in the land. We thank you right now for the presence of God right now in this season, God, and in this time zone that we're in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that all seven continents will line up with the perfect will, God, of your eternal plan for our life and the life of the men and women of God around us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're taking authority right now over strongholds right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we're binding and rebuking every wicked device of the hand of the enemy that have been sent out on an assault against your people of God. Father, we thank you right now for the breakthrough and breakers anointing even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty works, God, being released unto us even to a greater level and a greater understanding even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the breakthrough, God. We thank you for the healing power and your healing presence right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, we bind you up and we rebuke your work, and we take authority right now over every door that you're trying to open against the mind and the thoughts of God's people, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you right now for your kingdom power and your kingdom glory being released right now over the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for a visitation of your oil being released over this line, over the men and women of God, over leadership right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the oil that's pouring, God, pouring over promotion, God, pouring over advancement, pouring over purpose, pouring over destiny, God, pouring right now over vision. In the name of Jesus, your oil of promotion, pouring over the people, God, bringing major healing to their life and healing to their bodies, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said healing is the children dread, and by your stripes we are healed, God. We decree and declare, God, that we will be healed, whole, delivered, and set free by the power and authority of your word right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, great physician, for the power for which you are known to be God. We're standing on the word of God today. We're standing on the power of the word of God today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and God, we're standing on a breakthrough for our children. Our conversation abounding in the things of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Touch those that are sick and shut in, God, that are listening in. God, those that can't go out and move on their own, God, because of the issues that are going on in their body, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting them up today, God. We ask you that you would touch them, you would heal them, you would strengthen them even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for being a healer, God, a deliverer, a strong power for the men and women of God, even the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now. We're just coming into agreement with ministries that are connected to this conference line, and even the ones that are not connected, God. We ask that you would touch that ministry with God, and you would bless them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would do supernatural things for them, in them, and through them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you're worthy, God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. That you also said in your word in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint, God. That we will continue to be prayerfully, God. We will continue to stay in the spirit of prayer, and we will continue to stay in the spirit of prayer and praying, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty. mighty hand, Lord. We thank you right now for the glory of your hand, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you right now for doing it, God. We thank you for the strength of the ox and the lips of clay, God, to continue to walk in the victory for which you have given us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for the great and mighty power, God, that you're releasing unto your people even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, God, that you're giving the people of God, that they will begin to decree and declare those things into the atmosphere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, could you say to your word, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God, we thank you for having a mind to hear, a mind to receive, God, a mind to walk in the victory, God, and a mind to continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, God, in the things of you, God. We speak to the spirit of abandonment, God, that's in the land and against ministry and against people, God, that they won't walk in the spirit of abandonment, but they will walk in the spirit of victory, God, in the spirit of expectation, God, that you have for their life even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy, God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. We lifted up these governors of each and every state, God, all 50 of them, God. We lifted up the governors, God, and asking that you would touch them, you would strengthen them, you would heal them, you would give them victory, God, you would deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for it right now, God. We lifted up all the 100 senators, God, that are represented in the United States, God, Senate right now, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, God. We lift up all the congressional offices, God, all 435 congressional offices, God, Congress people, God, that are elected, God, in each and every state, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting them up, God, and we ask them that you would touch them. You would turn the things around, God. You would give them victory, God. You would give them healing in the name of Jesus. God, you would do it for their life, God. You would do it in their committee and their subcommittee, God. You would do it in their district offices, God, in their neighborhood, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will make laws and regulations and amendments, God, that will favor the cities and that will favor economic development, community economic development, community development block grant, God, that will bring corporation and business into those communities and those areas, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're pulling down demonic zones and turning down demonic activity in those areas, God, that will try to hinder the power and the presence of your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up those that are operating in ownerships of banks, God, and ownership, Lord, of credit union, God, that they will favor the community. They will favor those communities in the name of Jesus. God, we lifted up our educational systems in those communities even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We lifted up those banks in the community, God. We lifted up those libraries in those communities, God. We lifted them up before you, God, in the name of Jesus. The medical offices, God, in the name of Jesus. The doctor's office, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will continue to do the supernatural things that need to be done for those communities and neighborhoods, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare greater opportunity, greater investment, God, that will begin to happen for the people of God all over, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for your great hands, Lord. We thank you for your mighty hands and your mighty works over the people of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are worthy, God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. We continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, God. We continue to trust in you and lean on you, God. And we won't lean to our own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge you, God, that you will direct our path, God. We will follow you, God, and you will be the path that we will follow, God. And we will continue to serve and trust in you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty works and your mighty hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to give us that strength, God, that we need to continue to walk in the victorious things of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you're doing. And God, those that have their line unmuted and continue to unmute their line while we're praying, God, you speak to them that they will be obedient and subject, God, right now while we're praying, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for them following instruction, God, to keep their line muted while we're praying in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for your word, and we thank you for your mighty hand being on them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in our educational systems, God, for our adolescents, God, our teenagers, God, our little babies, God, our sucklings, God, that you will cover them in daycare facilities, God. We thank you for what you're doing in your mighty hand and your mighty works right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for doing it. We thank you for your healing anointing, God, over them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the strength of the ox and the lips of clay, God, to begin to do what you call for us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask right now that you cover them, God, from demonic activity that have been sent against them through educational systems, God, in the name of Jesus. through laws, regulations, and amendments that have been put in place, God, through systems that have been put in place to bully our children, God, and try to take their identity and create the identity crisis in their life at a young age, God, that want them to operate in people's identity and going along with those things that are not in the word of God or the will of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you do it for them right now. You do it for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You do it for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty works being on them and in their life right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. God, we thank you 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 right now for your mighty works and your mighty hand over the people of God, even the more, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you right now. God, we thank you right there. We thank you right there. We thank you right there. We thank you, God. We thank you right there, God. And we thank you right there for what you're doing right now. We thank you right now, God, for the power and the glory, God. We thank you right now for the power and the glory. Thank you right now for the power and the glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, for the power, for your power and glory over the people, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power and glory. We thank you right now for what you're doing, God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord, for your mighty hand. God, we thank you right now for your mighty hand, Lord. Touching the people of God. We speak in, Lord Jesus, for those that are dealing with flu symptoms in this season, asthma in this season. We thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for your mighty works over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for moving over those that are dealing with issues in their eyes, glaucoma in their eyes. God, we thank you for those that you're healing those with high blood pressure. God, we ask that you will touch them, those that are dealing with low blood pressure. Touch them right now, those that are dealing with sugar diabetes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now over the people of God. We thank you right now, God, for your mighty works and your mighty hand being upon them even the more in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those intercessors in the prayer warrior that are praying today and standing on the word of prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing in them and through them and for their life even the more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy, God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. And we thank you, God, for your presence and your power. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness and tender mercy over the people of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you. I thank you right now. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for your presence. Yeah, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we decree it by your power. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty works and your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that peace be still all around the people of God, even the more. in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we speak to these infirmities. We speak and decree and declare to the infirmities that have come in against the body of your people, God, especially this cancer, God. We speak and take authority over cancer that's operating in the cellular system and the bodies of the people in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak healing to those cellular systems in the body of your people, Lord, that you will heal them and you will set them free in the name of Jesus. You said healing is the children's bread. And God, you said by your stripes we are healed. And we're standing on the healing oil and that healing anointing. Father, we thank you for it right now, for the mighty works of your hand, for the mighty power of your glory, for the mighty thing that you're doing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. God, we thank you. You are worthy, Lord Jesus, and you're worthy is the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus, worthy is the Lamb of God. Now, for those that came on today, God, that are believing for a supernatural breakthrough in the presence of your word, that you do it for them now. You touch them now. You make a way for them now, and you show yourself mightily in them even now. Those that are listening in from their job, from their home, from their vehicle, from their lunch, wherever they at in this lunchtime hour, God, you move over them now in Jesus' name. You restore now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against every heavy burden that's upon their life even now in Jesus' name. Touch them like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore them like never before. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. 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 In Jesus' name. And now, God, we ask today, Lord Jesus, that you would show the people of God themselves in the midst of judging others. In the name of Jesus, let them see themselves, God. Show them who they are to you. Show them who they should be in you and through you. Father, we thank you for it right now. God, we know that there's so much that is going on. But show the people who they are in you so that they will continue to walk, breathe, live, and experience you from so many powerful, anointed ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the strong man, God. The strong man that will try to stop them from advancing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up those ministries, God, that are going through major transition and transformation and shifting. God, that they will be able to shift, God, in the transition and shift in the thing that you're calling them to shift in without the enemy trying to leave a snare or a snag on them. We thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up those ministry-gifted men and women of God that have been attacked in their body, God, with infirmities that they have been attacked, God. And we ask right now that you would heal them, you would deliver them, and you would set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. You are our healer. You are our miracle worker. And, Father, we're standing on the healing power and presence of your word even the more. Father, I thank you for it right now. We thank you right now for this conference line. We thank you for the impact of lives it touched, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor for the impact of the lives that we're touching, Lord. and the family that we're touching, in the healing that's going forth concerning their purpose in their life, in their destiny, in the name of Jesus. You are worthy, God. Worthy is the Lamb of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I lift up Bishop Rance Allen and Mother Allen. I lift up my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, and Mother Suzanne Matthews. I lift them up before you, God, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. We lifted up other ministry gifts on this conference line. We can't say all by name and person by person, but God, we're standing on the word of God even now for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for what you're doing in them and through them even the more in the name of Jesus. Open up the financial reserves for their life, God. Whatever they're believing for, whatever they're asking that you would do for them, God, you do it for them even the more. Father, we thank you for it right now. We're lifting up the events, the holiday, these holiday events that people are preparing to do or preparing to present and have, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lifting them up that they will have the finance, the resource, the money, and everything that they would need, God, will be released unto them, that they will have successful projects and programs even the more. Father, we thank you for it right now, and we stand on the word of God. We're standing on the word of God. We're standing on the power of the word of God and the breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're standing on that breakthrough, God, for that marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. For that woman that's going through a spirit of grief and bereavement. We thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. And we decree and declare by the power and authority of your word, every word that we spoke and every word that we decree and declare, these are the words that will transform the life of the people. And we want these words to be a transformation for their destiny and for their life. We want these words to be words that will release unto them what they need now in Jesus' name. That there will be, these words are the words that open and establish the suddenly sound in their life and for their life. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you for it. And we're praying you for it. And we're celebrating you for it. We thank you for it. Thank you, God, for doing it. Thank you, God, for answering. We lift up Mother Blackwell family. Thank you, God, for this great general and woman of God who blessed so many lives over the years and was so committed and dedicated to that work. Thank you, God, for it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, for breaking the people in. Thank you, God, for knowing their thoughts. Thank you, God, for receiving them. Thank you, God, for letting your power overflow. Thank you, God, for being who you are to us and us to us. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, it is so. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, and it is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so, saints of God, today. It is so. The mighty works of God's hand have released something to the spirit, heart, and mind of those that are listening in. All you have to do is trust him and lean on him and follow him and hearken unto his voice. There's nothing else. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now. All right, thank you, God. If there's anyone that is listening in to have a praise report of what the Lord had done for them, a praise report of what God had done. Or if the Lord gave you a word for us while we were praying today, and you're listening and you get started to tell your line and come in, thank the Lord for the mighty might. Wow, we thank you. Hallelujah. All right. If you got a question, comment, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, it starts to turn your phone. We'll bring you right in. If not, all is well. Hallelujah. Don't forget intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., myself and Evangelist Thelma Sidney will be on here talking and sharing as the Lord lead us. And we are excited about your ministry, what God is doing in your ministry and for your ministry, so we can do the stay steadfast. I mean, move more. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It is so. All right, saints of God. So I am very excited about the up and coming New Year's and the great leaders that God has put it in place to teach and minister to you, you and you in my stead. I am just honored by seeing the great mighty works of God's hand being upon many of you all's life in this season, and to make you strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the avenue that God is opening for his people. In Jesus' name. All right, if you want a copy of today's teaching prayer, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and click on donation. We'll download it. If you're interested here on this side of the blog side, all you have to do is look up Kimberly. All you have to look up correction. Think about Pastor Kimberly Wright. We're praying for her. Calvin, you can pray for the woman of God as well. Praying for her. Praying for the Ray daughters. Praying for Cheryl, Tanya, and Denise, their ministry, and the work that their mother had done. We're lifting them up today as well. We're praying for Restoration Truth Ministry. We're praying for End Time Gathering Ministry. We're praying for Fresh Oil Worship Center, the Way of Life Holiness Church. We're praying for Apostolic House of Deliverance, Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. We're praying for them. We're praying for these great kingdom leaders around the world, Kingdom Dominion Outreach, Kingdom Global Ministry, Global Word Fellowship, American Bible University, Evangelical Christian College and Seminary in Montgomery, Alabama. We're lifting these great kingdom leaders up around the world as they're ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ and standing on the word without compromise. We're lifting them up. Saints of God, continue to pray. If your ministry is on here and you have family members that we'll be touching and agreeing with your family, your ministry. We're thanking God for all of the mighty vessels that stood with us in the background and prayed with us while we were standing on the word of God and in the word of God for on the behalf of the people. So if you want a copy of today's prayer in its entirety, go to the Ryan Matthews Ministry at gmail.com. Go to Blog Talk Radio because it's already over there, blogtalkradio.com. Go into the archives. You can get today's prayer. Go into the archives and you can get many of the prayers, many of the teachings that we shared. They'll be a life changing for you, and they will bless you immensely. So I want to encourage you, say, be strong in God and in the power of might on today. All right, if you want to sow a seed, you want to become a partner with our ministry, a monthly covenant partner with our ministry, and be a blessing by sowing seed into the work we can do. We've done and we're still doing. You can go to Cash App. Money sign at Cash App Cash App, and then put the money sign first, RFPIM. Money sign RFPIM, and sow that seed and be a blessing to the kingdom of God and the work that we are doing. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints. Stand on the word of God. Don't quit. Don't bail out. Stay strong. Stay fixed. Stay in his will. and let his perfect plan come to pass in your life. All right. Be blessed on today. Saints of God, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Conference recording has stopped.